I'm George Walker. The Cardinal Stage Company presents Tennessee Williams, The Glass Menagerie. It'll be in the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium, March 21st through April 7th, directed by the Cardinal's producing artistic director, Kate Galvin. And Francesca Serbrey plays the role of Amanda Wingfield, the mother of the restless Tom, the shy Laura, and the person who greets the gentleman caller, Jim O'Connor. Kate, why did you want to direct this show?
Well, I've never directed a Tennessee Williams piece before, so that was an exciting challenge. It's a classic of the American canon, and it's something that really resonates with me. It hit me in a way that was different at this time in my life than when I had encountered it the first time as an audience member. The thing that really hit me this time as I encountered it is Tom's pain, his journey, his ambitions kind of ramming up against the opportunities that are presented to him. And I think that in the wake of the recent recession, we have a lot of young adults who are having those same struggles. And so I felt like it was an important piece for us to produce, and I was really excited to take it on as a director.
Thanks, Kate. Francesca, why did you want to play this role?
Well, the character Amanda is a woman of great charm and vivacity, as she says about herself in the play. She has great dreams for her children and hopes. They're totally unrealistic given their ability or even in the time period. And they're not their dreams. They're her dreams for them, which is an entirely different thing. She has a very hard time seeing who her children really are. She sees the looks at them and sees them for what she thinks they should be. So there's that conflict. In terms of looking at Amanda and being a mother myself, I think one of the hardest things about being a parent is going, oh, so you're this person. Oh, this is how you're going to do it. And as a parent, you have to, zip it up and just hope for the best. And I know my mother was great at that. She would always say, oh, let me know how that works out. And I tried to play the same page as my mother. I don't think I was as graceful as she was. So that idea of being able to explore my own role as a mother against the character of Amanda has been really quite not always pleasant, but a good exercise.
Now, Amanda, you're examining her exploration of her mothering. At the same time, she has visions of herself that don't seem to be quite in line.
No, she's I don't want to say she's delusional because I love her. I really do love Amanda. You have to admire her tenacity. You have to admire how even she just keeps going. She really does have a hard time seeing the plain truth. Even when Tom is saying, Mother, this is what's happening, and it's clear that that is what is happening, she just, won't have it, and goes on and is going to wish it on the moon, and life will be fine. Life will be fine. So when that doesn't happen, she's really devastated, because I think her own sense of, well, I really hoped for this. I really believed this was going to happen. Why didn't it?
Why didn't it indeed? Kate, as I was reading the beginning of this play, I was struck with the notion of it being in some ways a dream play.
Yeah.
And it struck me that that the scenic and lighting design are just going to be absolute keys for this.
Yeah. And I really want to honor Tennessee Williams' intention that this play be very expressionistic, that the scenery, the lighting, the sound, the staging, that every element is contributing to the storytelling and evoking the right mood or the right emotion or the right action.
The Cardinal Stage Company's producing artistic director, Kate Galvin, and actor Francesca Serbrey, who plays the role of Amanda Wingfield, in the upcoming production of The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. It'll be in the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium, March 21st through April 7th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.